What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Who You Got With
Mellow
and Rado. It's a sports podcast where we talk your favorite sports debates, sports highlights, and sports matchups. And if you guys are watching along with us, make sure you click that like button below and make sure you subscribe to our channel. Every single one of you guys that follows us and subscribes to us, we love you guys, so appreciate it. And the ones that aren't following us yet, I know you guys will, so we're looking forward to it. But if you guys want to check us out also on Patreon, we got some really cool stuff on there. If you guys want to just give some general support or just ask some questions for the show, we could possibly do some topics if you guys ask some interesting topics about sports, of course. And we got some merch on there. Also, we're going to be giving a big announcement soon, but I'm going to let Mello say that later. We're going to be announcing something in a few months, right, Mello?
Oh, yes.
Exactly, and it's
something in the works,
and it's but it's gonna be everything in one for you guys, so you guys will have a bit of everything from us in this. So just wait for that one, and of course, you guys can also find us on our personal pages, The Iconic Dude at Instagram and Mello
the Notorious.
That's right. So we had a crazy week in the NFL last week. Of course, they call it, you know, wild card weekend for a reason. It was super wild card weekend this time, and it didn't disappoint. Mm-mm. Crazy, amazing games. Mello, you want to tell people how you felt about them?
Yeah, man. Obviously, it was a hell of a weekend. Some close games, hectic comebacks. Some games that were blowouts, but most of them were tough fought games. Some that were expected, some that weren't. So definitely was a great weekend for football. Obviously, moving on to the divisional round, a couple teams went home, and that's just one step closer to seeing who's this year's Super Bowl champion going to be.
Yeah, I mean, we had some crazy upsets. Obviously, just the first day, Saturday, I mean, a lot of people thought that the Chargers were going to beat the Jaguars, but somehow, some way, they came back to win that game. Crazy comeback by them. I mean, crazy turnaround from Trevor Lawrence, so good for him. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, on Sunday, we had the crazy wild finish of the Giants in Minnesota. I mean, not many people thought the Giants were going to make the playoffs this year, and they came out and beat Minnesota in the first round, which is pretty amazing. And then, of course, who can talk about the GOAT, you know, and Brady?
Nah, he came out flat. That came out very impressive. So that's something where a lot of people had that Tom Brady never lost against the Cowboys record and still had it being extended. And then on the other end, we had the Bills have a tough time winning by three after letting the Tua-less Dolphins come back. So very, very, very hectic weekend.
Right. And then, of course, you know, you also had the Cincinnati Bengals took care of business against the Ravens, even though it was a close game. But divisional games like that always are in the playoffs, and they were playing against Tyler Huntley, but they took care of business. So now, I mean, we got some crazy games in the divisional matchup. Jacksonville Jaguars versus Kansas City Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Then we got Cincinnati Bengals versus Buffalo Bills. Mm-hmm. Then we got New York Giants versus Philadelphia Eagles. And then we're going to have Dallas Cowboys versus San Francisco 49ers. So let's go through the first one, man. First one is Jacksonville versus Kansas City. The Jacksonville, obviously, they come in as the underdog. A lot of people didn't have any like hope or faith in them in the beginning of the season. You know, they looked at them as probably one of the worst teams in the NFC or AFC South. But what do you think about this game going against, I mean, what's considered one of the new age dynasties pretty much in the Kansas City Chiefs?
I mean, it 100% is. One here will give them a fifth straight championship, conference championship, and pretty much have been killing the top seed in the AFC for years now. They are hot as hell right now, 14-3, got the first round bye, so they was able to sit back last week and do nothing. And honestly, have been 2-2 in the conference championships and get into the Super Bowl. So they're just basically getting there. They get there at least. So divisional round is nothing new for the Chiefs. They usually get a good win this weekend. And right now it's two basically hot teams going against each other. Obviously one's more talented, In the Chiefs, but at the end of the day, the Jaguar is a hot team as well, going on a real big win streak, including obviously last week comeback victory against the Chargers. It's so funny because after Buffalo loss, it was just pretty much dominance for the Chiefs, and honestly, the Jaguars did their own sort of thing towards the end of the season in a less smaller streak. Honestly, I think it's going to be a good game, even though one team, like I said, is a lot more talented. But let's see here what you got to say. So who you got for this game?
So, I mean, you made some great points. I mean, honestly, like a lot of what you said is very true about Kansas City and the Jaguars. I mean, it's going to be a close game. I agree with you there, too. That's the thing. And I do agree that Kansas City is definitely the more talented team. I mean, on all phases of the game, maybe you can give like a slight nod to like Christian Kirk. You know, he might be one of the best wide receivers out there, I guess you could say, because he's doing work right now for the Jaguars. Yeah. Okay. I mean, Evan Engram is doing work for the Jaguars, but I can't call him the best tight end in that game because Kelce is, you know, the number one guy for KC, and he is going to be in this game too. I think that they're going to go to Kelce a lot in this game, because Jacksonville always has trouble with the middle linebackers. And even in this game, actually, like against the Chargers, they had trouble there too with tight ends. I think that what Trevor did in the last game, I mean, against the Chargers in this wild card weekend, the first half with four interceptions, that cannot happen against KC. If you give KC the ball four times, they're going to score the ball at least three out of four of those times, get touchdowns. You know, Chargers weren't able to do that, and that's why – you know, they got a few field goals out of them, so they were able to stop them a few times, but I don't think that they're going to be able to do the same thing to a team like the Chiefs. I think that the Jaguars are not there yet with this team. They're still young. They have a great running game is what they should really hope to utilize in this game, and not as much Trevor's arm. But I just see this as being a closer game, but I think the Kansas City is probably going to pull away in the last few minutes of the game. So I do see it being an 8-point game. It's going to be 29-21.
Okay. That score is not actually bad. I feel like we already got a taste of this. People don't realize they played already this season. Chiefs scraped them 27-17. I mean, you wouldn't say scrape, but it wasn't.
10-point game, two-score game.
And Mahomes put up like over 300 yards and four touchdowns. So it was a good game for the Kansas City Chiefs offense. But like you said it, his favorite target is Kelce, third in the league in receptions this year, eighth in receiving, second in touchdowns. So he's about to go off in the middle. There's no one on Jacksonville side who could stop him. Obviously, they're going to try to be explosive on the Jaguars side. Christian Kirk's at career highs this year. Very explosive kid. Obviously, getting Hinton Jr. back had a great year too. Broke 100 yards, 1,000 yards. Also, Christian Kirk broke 1,000 yards. So, I'm having great seasons. Some good offensive push on the Jag side. But like you said, them interceptions and turnovers, the mistakes. You cannot make mistakes against a team like the Kansas City Chiefs. They literally have always had, honestly, one of the worst defenses in the league. But if you start giving the defenses balls, then you like you said, three out of four times, Patrick Mahomes is marching down that field with short territory and getting some points out of it. So that's definitely going to be some trouble. And at the end of the day, Mahomes was the league leader in not only just passing yards and touchdowns, but quarterback rating. So I think he's going to have a hell of a playoff season this year. And it definitely starts this game. And I definitely think it does move forward. So you said 29-21. I got 34-21.
34-21. So you got a two-score game as well, pretty much, but just a little bit higher for Kansas City pulling out. I mean, I definitely agree. I think that if Trevor starts gifting a lot of these interceptions to Kansas City, there's no way that they're going to be able to come back from these. Like, there's no way they're going to have this type of a comeback like they had against the Chargers, no matter what you try to do, because I don't see Patrick Mahomes the type of guy this not good in the fourth quarter. Like, he takes care of the ball in the fourth quarter, and he's able to move the ball. Like, even if it's a 7-yard play here and there, he can get it to Kelsey. He'll get it, you know, to obviously, even Sammy Watkins has been doing work towards the end of the season. I really got to give it to him. So, I mean, even him. So I definitely think that, you know, they got pieces right now. The DeMarcus Robinson is still balling out over there. You know, he's still like a scat back, kind of like doing the work of a flex player. You know, I think that they have players that got outrun, and they'll be able to outmaneuver like a lot of these tackles. The Jaguars, there's gonna be a lot of broken tackles, is what I'm trying to say, honestly. And you're gonna see that. You're gonna see a lot of broken plays. Kansas City's gonna be able to score that way.
Yeah, I think it's going to come down to the turnovers. A lot of people probably, like, you know, last week, don't overreact, you know, to the turnovers. But you got to remember, Lawrence was the league leader in interceptions last year.
Yep.
And this year, he definitely turned it down a little bit. Only had 8, so he definitely turned it down a lot, actually. but now that the pressure is on. Mm-hmm. Those tendencies are coming out. The decision making is either a little too quick, a little too slow.
Just a little off.
So I definitely feel that pressure coming down against basically what, like, it's, even if they're not the reigning AFC champs, this is pretty much the powerhouse in the AFC. So I definitely think that not just him, but the team itself is going to make a lot of mistakes and missed tackles or bad tackles on defense is going to be part of that as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that the Chiefs are still too much for this team. I think Doug Peterson is doing amazing work out there, though, in Jacksonville. Definitely getting that offense really working around Trevor Lawrence and giving him exactly what he needs, is like fast guys that they could do like a lot of play option, read option, and guys that he could throw down the middle to, because he likes throwing down the middle a lot. Mm-hmm. And I definitely think that, you know, I think it might be a little bit closer than you predicted, but I got the Chiefs going back to the AFC Championship game. I got to say, Patrick Mahomes this year, man, incredible, lighting people up again. Another MVP for him, I think, most likely.
I think so, too. Honestly, it's between him and the quarterback at this next game we're going to talk about. And it's funny because it's actually the same day. So pretty much the other game of that day is Eagles versus Giants. And why don't you tell us on who you got on that one?
Yeah, man. So obviously a lot of people didn't think the Giants were going to even make the playoffs in the beginning of the season. They really surprised a lot of people. Brian Daboll is coach of the year, not just candidate. I think he's going to win it. He's most likely going to win, or he already won it. Either way, I do think that he was the favorite for it. But I mean, as far as the Eagles, they've pretty much been the favorite team of the NFL season. Like, every week, they've been tearing anybody up. A lot of people want to say that they had an easy schedule towards the beginning of the season. The first, like, 10 games, they had an easy schedule. But I don't want to hear it. They played who they had to play. You know, they play who was in front of them. They beat everybody at that time. Obviously, they came out, like, 8-0, then lost one. And then they kept on winning up and until they got caught by Dallas real quick. But either way, I still think that this is a team that's right and ready for the playoffs. They got big play wide receivers. You know, Philadelphia is just, they got so many talented players on offense. It's just ridiculous. I mean, I can just name A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. You know, obviously you got Jalen Hurts. You got Miles Sanders. They got so many different running backs. They use Dallas Goddard's in there as well, who's a great, great tight end. I think he's one of Jalen Hurts' favorite weapons. Like, even though he's got those two great play receivers, Goddard always gets those, like, touchdowns in the red zone. So, I mean, his explosiveness is incredible. But a crazy thing about Daniel Jones is he's a similar type of player to Jalen Hurts, even though he's a little bit taller, and yeah, he stands on the pocket a little bit more, but he rushes a lot, man. Like, a lot of people don't know Danny Dimes be rushing. Like, he even got 70 yards
tape on that.
You should. He's got over like 800 yards this year. He's close to like Josh Allen. Like he's on that level, Josh Allen level of rushing. You know, Josh usually gets around like 700-800 yards a year. Danny is at that level. I mean, he just had 7 yards rushing in this previous wild card game against the Vikings, and
he did have 70.
And he definitely does that, and I think he's gonna do some similar to that, but I expect Hurts to get around like 120 rushing yards against this Giants defense. The question is gonna be if Saquon can redo what he did, in you know, in the previous game in the wild card. But I'm not ready to make my prediction on this one yet. I want to hear what you got to say real quick because I'm really not ready. I think this is gonna be a pick 'em game, and I really wanna hear what you got to say.
Honestly, for me, it was an easy pick. You got to love it when two rivals or two division rivals come and meet in the playoff, especially because you know they already faced each other twice in the year. The thing is, the Eagles beat them both times.
True.
Right now, even though New York is definitely riding the high with that Vikings win, first win since they won the Super Bowl in 2011, well, first playoff win. Honestly, that Eagles defense is something fierce. Number one pass defense in the league, second total defense right behind the 49ers. Hassan Reddick, Darius Slay, two people that are basically leading that unit. And the two times that they played the Giants this season, they pretty much held them to less than 300 total yards and less than 200 passing yards. So Giants definitely struggle when they face the Eagles, and we got more of a frame of data than any other team because they played them twice. You know what I'm saying? So we actually have more to work with. So, and just like you said, the offensive weapons on the Eagles side, two quality top-notch receivers, obviously one of the best dual-threat quarterbacks we've ever seen. I said at the beginning of the year, I started seeing Hurts take strides in his passing game that I actually appreciate. There's certain quarterbacks that while we know what they bring to the table running, I'll throw names out, point out both Lamar. while we know what they bring running, I feel like they haven't progressed as much as they should have on the passing level. Jalen Hurts have taken leaps this year when it comes to his passing. Not obviously like, it's not like, oh, he passed for so much, but basically the type of passing, the accuracy on his deep throws, squeezing in the pockets, in between, in the middle routes. Like I've seen him take more chances, take different type of chances that he did last year that he wasn't making. So while I'll be honest, I don't like the Eagles as a team, like as a whole, like you said, you got to respect them and just appreciate what they bring to the table. The only hope, in my opinion, that New York has is obviously trying to keep the ball out of Jalen Hurts' hand. And that's going to be a lot of blitzing. Obviously, blitz the wrong way, you get caught slacking. So that's going to build some pressure. Like you said, Miles Sanders got over 1,000 yards this season too. So, you know, blitz the wrong way, you're going to be able to, the Eagles have weapons. So definitely going to be a game of them playing chess with each other. But at the end of the day, I think that one team already established that they're better in all facets of the game, and they already proven it. And at this point, I don't think they have nothing left to prove. After a first round bye, I think the Eagles easily move on, 27-17 victory over the Giants.
27-17. That's a pretty much a beating again.
Oh yeah.
So for the third time, they're gonna be like pretty much handing out a beat down to them.
Oh yeah. Love that they beat the Vikings. I told you they were.
Call the Vikings. Yeah, that was a good call on that. That was a great call. Great
call. But they not beating the Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, I still think that if Saquon starts getting it done, I think it's going to be a closer game than people think. I still got it as a pick-em game because in the playoffs it's going to be a little bit closer. Like you said, actually the blitzing is going to happen. That's actually a smart way to try to contain Jalen Hurts. The problem is if he starts like getting the other runners into it, and they start doing the play option. Obviously, like Hurts, I think he's over 1,000 yards himself too rushing. So, you know, he can do his thing as well. But hopefully Dexter Lawrence and Godwin can
760. I just he's looked at 760. It up. You were right. Daniel Jones is just over 700. Mm-hmm. Lamar, Josh, Hurts are just over 750. And then obviously Fields got 1,100.
Yeah, he's at like 11. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, they're runners. I mean, Lamar, I'll give Lamar a pass to not get that 1,000 because he was out most, right. You know, most of the year. So he was on that pace for 1,000 as well. But
so yeah, so anyways. You got Allen, Hurts, and Jones pretty much at that same rushing level. So yeah, he's a threat.
Yeah, yeah. I think he is going to use his legs still. The question is really Saquon, man. That's a big question. Like nobody else, because I think I know what to expect from the Eagles' offense. I know what to expect from, you know, the Giants defense. They can play in spurts. They can play. Yeah. I know they didn't play good against the Eagles both of those games. In week 14, they showed that, you know, they went down early and they couldn't get back in the game. But I think that since then, they've actually gotten better and better and better, the Giants. The last five games, pretty much, they've really taken care of business every single game and haven't let anyone down. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, but I still think that the Eagles are going to take it. I got it 37-34, but in a close game at the end, actually. Field goal takes it.
Really? No, yeah. I don't think the – because you're talking about the second-best defense in the league. I don't think that the – I don't think the Giants put up that many points.
I think once the Eagles start putting up points, the Giants will have to. They'll have to, like, find a way. They'll have to find a way. I mean, if it's not Saquon, then they got to get like Slayton out there open again, just like they did against Minnesota, and hopefully Darius Slayton doesn't take care of him, because I mean that's really their only hope, and get some more rushing from Daniel Jones, because that's a big help by him.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I'll be honest. I was actually very surprised. That's why I looked it up. I was like, I didn't know Danny was a rusher. But yeah,
I got him in one of my fantasy leagues, and he was always getting me like rushing yards every week, like 70 yards. What? I'm like, okay.
One of my leagues, I forgot who I had to drop, but there weren't many choices, and I did have to pick up Danny to take me to the end, and I never looked at how he got me those points, but he was getting me points. Yeah. I never actually looked. I'm like, oh wow,
right?
Because it wasn't like, yeah, because like it was like a league where most quarterbacks average 25, he'll give me like 18. I'm like, you know what? That's a little bit more than I expected. That's not bad.
Not at all. Yeah, man. But I mean, speaking of, you know, quarterbacks, they can run. Points. I mean, Josh Allen, he was on pace to be the MVP. Let's go on to the next game. I mean, I got your score. It was 27-17, right?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. That's what I thought it was. Yeah. So we both got our scores. Mine was 37-34. So we're going to go on to the Bills. I mean, Josh Allen, he's been rushing all over too, like we just said. And the Bills, man, they've been coming in hot all season. They were the favorites, Super Bowl favorites. Mm-hmm. And we saw them play against Miami. They had a tough time. But what do you expect them to do in this rematch against Cincinnati that we really didn't get to see?
I was about not even a real rematch. Honestly, this is the game I'm really, really excited for. The fact that they didn't get to play it out. Obviously, we both know how close, like we said it, Chiefs, Bills, Bengals, top hierarchy of the AFC. Everyone knows the Chiefs got the easiest matchup with the Jaguars this week. So seeing these two powerhouses go at it is going to be a game. Buffalo's on an 8-game winning streak. Bengals on a 9-game winning streak. You can't count the game that they played because it never got finished. And obviously, this one is going to be good. I would love to point out why both teams have absolutely firing offenses that are just elite on multiple levels. They both struggled last week against a backup quarterback and a division rival. Obviously, I always say division rivals are tough, but Bengals, little worrisome, because if Lamar was there, you would have lost that game. 100%. You would have lost 100%. That game. Your defense did not hold up like they should have.
I thought they were going to lose even without Lamar, honestly. Like that. I mean, yeah, Huntley was playing good.
That's what I'm saying. Good. The team wasn't like you were letting that team get away with too much. On the other end with the Bills, Tua was there. You let him come back without Tua? Yeah, if Tua's there, you don't convince me they're not in the game. That's what I'm saying. But the one thing is, at least the Bills have supposed to have a top-notch defense. And this is what bothers me. They always have a dominant defense, but the dominant defense always folds in the playoff. And every year it's the same excuse. We don't got Jordan Pryor. We don't got Micah Hyde. Always one player missing that just can't bring the whole defense together. Like, I understand that injuries happen, but I'm worried about not only the defense, but the giveaways. Josh gave up, what, 2 picks, 2 fumbles last week? He threw 300 yards and 3 touchdowns. That don't mean he gets to give up the ball 4 times.
That hurts your team. That,
exactly. Like, you, I don't care if he threw for 500 yards. Four giveaways, and obviously at least 2 of them you can say if he, you know, 50-50 on whose fault it is.
Yeah.
But either way, the linemen weren't playing up to their par, and at the end of the day, you got a Bengals team who's got damn near, what, I think 11 to 12 takeaways in the last 4 games. So they're hungry out there. So I think this is going to be a battle, man. Absolute battle. Buffalo's defense definitely only been allowing like just over 20 points the last couple weeks. Their offense has been putting up damn near 30. So the Bengals offense is got their arsenal of weapons to pretty much match that. And like I said, their defense has been playing top notch, pretty much only allowing 2 opponents to go over 18 points since November, the end of November. So not statistically one of the best defenses, but they're playing very well, very, very well right now. So pretty much Diggs versus Chase, Burrows versus Allen, no running back versus no running back. It's a pretty even game right now. Like I love it. Obviously you got to give the edge to the Bills just because of the defense. And depending on how some people look at it, I don't know. Like, I guess style play for me is how you choose between Burrow/Chase and Allen/Diggs. Because at the end of the day, you can't convince me one is actually better. Like they both. Just dumb two by themselves. Both of them are a package. Right. And like I said, we all know how Burrow's line situation has been in Cincinnati. Like, we need to give him a prominent line. Like, that's, you know, true. What I'm saying? So to me, like, I'm not going to sit there and act like one of those pairs above each other. So it has to be the defense. And obviously that line. So that's pretty much the defense. So if they find a way to get to Burrows a little more than usual, obviously he loses most of his games when he gets sacked more than 4 times. So that's going to be a problem and an issue. And as much as everyone should be worried about Josh Allen's security, ball security, I definitely do think the Bills do get the last laugh and set the stage for Allen versus Mahomes showdown. When they lost it in 13 seconds. Yeah.
That's incredible insight. And I agree with a lot of what you said. And I think it's going to be a very emotional game going into that Bill Stadium. In the Ralph, I think, I still call it the Ralph. I know it's not that anymore, but Ralph Wilson Stadium, shout out. But I think definitely going to be an emotional, you know, coming back, all the Bills players, you know, last time they all saw each other, they were all crying on the field, you know, seeing like one of their teammates, one of their brothers, like leave off the field on a stretcher. So definitely not a good sight. But now I think the Bills are going to be ready for this game and on all facets. I think Cincinnati's definitely ready. I think Cincinnati's been ready for this game because they pretty much knew they were going to have to play the Bills. They won the game, so I think that, you know, this was a game that's both of these teams are ready for. I think you made some good points that, you don't know, like, it's all about style matchup. Who you like more, like Jamar Chase and Burrow, or do you like Diggs and Allen? I think, you know, style wise, I think that Josh Allen and Diggs is the better stylistic matchup. The more explosive matchup is obviously Jamar Chase with Burrow, but overall, I think Burrow still has like an overall better wide receiver core than the Bills do, with T. Higgins out there. I think, and Uzoma the tight end. I think that they're definitely a little bit better. I mean, Dawson Knox is no scrub for the Bills, and he's going to make some plays in this game as well.
He scored a touchdown every week for like 5 weeks now. Yeah. So I picked him up late in fantasy, came in clutch. But he's still extending that into the playoffs. Yeah. So he's really been coming in clutch.
So, I mean, you know what? Then I'm probably going to predict one right now then. I think he's going to score one for the Bills. I think he's going to extend that streak. And I think, you know what? I think the Bills are going to play really good on special teams as well. I would not be surprised they get a punt return or something in this game. This is just like that type of game. I think the crowd is going to be so explosive for the Bills. They're going to be behind them. I am worried about Josh Allen's offensive line. I'm not really worried about him throwing interceptions because they can get away with one, because I think Joe Burrow could probably throw one as well. But they let go of 7 sacks in this previous game against Miami, and Miami defenses, they're not as good as the Cincinnati front four, at least. I worry about that. But then again, the Bills are definitely going to get a lot of sacks on Joe Burrow as well. So
they got three be a pretty of even his matchup. Starting five offensive linemen out this week.
It's tough. That's tough.
And that's so already one. That's not even. It's not even a good line to begin with.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we talked about this since last year, since they were in the Super Bowl and they got beat by the Rams, the Cincinnati Bengals, and they had trouble then. They had trouble keeping him upright. They had like 8 sacks in the Super Bowl last year, and just last week they had 6 sacks as well. So I think that's going to be big trouble for them. Excuse me, but I still expect the Bills to be able to take care of business. You know, especially coming down in the fourth quarter. Like I said, it's going to be emotional for them, and they're going to want to do this for DeMar. They're definitely going to want to win for the hometown of Buffalo, you know. And it's going to be probably 28-24 for me. I think the Bills are going to take it early, and then the Bengals are going to try to come back, but it's not going to be enough.
I actually got it 34-31, Bills. The opposite, Bengals going to take off early, and the Bills are going to come back. And just like last year when they came back to lose, but I don't know if you remember, but people knew who Gabe Davis was, but Gabe Davis wasn't the Gabe Davis. The reason why people expected so much out of Gabe Davis this year was because last year, in the last game that he played in the season, my man went off for 200 yards and 4 touchdowns against the Chiefs.
What do you have, 3 or 4?
4.
Yeah, 4. It's crazy. I watched that game.
That was the game they lost. And that's what I'm saying. So a lot of people don't realize, like, before that, like Gabe Davis came out in that divisional round last year. So I'm definitely looking for a special game from him. You know, tight end, averaging a touchdown a game. Like I said, since he don't got that line. So, yeah, I definitely think it's going to be a good affair. But definitely got the Bills coming out on top. And we both got Chiefs versus Bills, AFC matchup. Love to see
AFC matchup, and you know, a rematch from last year divisional round. And I mean, the Bills are obviously hungry for that game as well, and the Chiefs are too. We'll see what happens this week. We're not gonna, you know, go too much in the future, but I do expect it to be a rematch, Chiefs versus Bills.
Nice.
That for the AFC, and then let's go over the last game of the docket, which of course them boys, they moved on. Who thought that they were gonna move on? Not many people, but I mean, I know Stephen A then, but but you know what,
didn't nobody I really thought
him? I mean, I picked them too, but I wanted him to lose. Or no, you know what, I picked Tom.
You did Tom to I didn't out, know but, and then you picked Tom that, and I was I like I'm gonna pick the it. Boys
yeah that's right it was kind of known that Tom is gonna move on from what he's in right now. But let's talk about Dallas versus San Francisco and this final game in the divisional round. Who you got in this one? This is an interesting one.
So it's crazy. Did all my research, got all my points, made my pick, changed my pick.
Wow.
Changed my pick like about half hour before this episode. So I don't know how to tell you everything I got to say because it's going to sound like I'm picking a specific team, but you just hear me out, okay? Because the research is like, it don't even make sense now. All right, so listen. Right now we're dealing with Cowboys versus Niners. Both two teams actually smoking hot playoff win. Both teams scraped what they needed to scrape. Right now, the Niners team is on an 11-game win streak. A big part of that is their best defense in the league. One of the top running backs in the league. Like we talked about last week, running back who could play receiver, receiver who could play running back. All you need is an average quarterback in the backfield. And right now, Brock Purdy is proven more than sufficient. Pretty much, like, when you got that many skilled players on offense and the best defense in the league, that you're a disgusting team to deal with. Mm-hmm. Cowboys in their end lost 4 games. Obviously, a little bit of issues with Dak missing a few games, coming back, him and the team not looking like they should. Started playing pretty good again, then all of a sudden screwed it on that 26-6 loss against Washington at the last game of the season. So it was just like no one really knows what's happening to them. Came back, destroyed the Bucks. All right, cool. Now we're looking back because Dallas looked good on both sides of the ball when it came to that Bucks game. So now we got Niners versus Dallas, and a lot of people remember last year, Dak pretty much messing up that time management, not being able to spike that ball in time, is what caused that. It was very cool. Was that last year or the year before?
It was last year.
It was last year. Yeah.
He didn't know the rules, man. He didn't know the rules.
So I think this is gonna be a very good rematch, and I think both got top good defenses that are gonna put a lot of pressure on the other team. Honestly, I think that Dak needs to step up. Obviously, he tried to do that in the Bucks game. Tony Pollard stepped up. He got 77 yards. Your boy Schultz was doing good things. Got 2 touchdowns for 95 yards. So it was good to see that offense click. The only one we were missing was obviously Zeke. We need him to step in. Obviously, Pollard doing what he's doing is good. But at the end of the day, if you're going to keep giving Zeke these carries, we need Zeke to actually do what he's supposed to do. Said, the other end, false bad start from the 49ers, and obviously they came in good hot fashion, got the McCaffrey trade on the third quarterback, but at this point they don't even care who the quarterback is. Pretty much since they lost to the Chiefs on October, it's been nonstop for them. So I originally was like, this is gonna be a high scoring affair, good game to watch. But pretty much no way you're stopping the 49ers. 30-23, 49ers win.
Wow.
I don't like that anymore. I don't think it's logic. I think it is just my heart. I don't even know why I don't like the Cowboys. But I'd rather see them actually... I'll be honest. I want to see that Philly versus Cowboys conference matchup. I'd rather see that. Even if Niners make it, it's going to be a good matchup either way. You know what I'm saying? Like, at this point, I'll be honest, beginning of the playoffs, I picked Niners to go all the way in this division. But right now, on record, I'm going to go against that and say, fuck it. I don't care if Christian McCaffrey just ran for 119 yards. I'm going to say Cowboys, but I'm going to go 28-24 Cowboys.
28-24. Wow.
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy. That's crazy.
I know it's crazy.
And you know what's even crazier? Is when I was doing research on this game, I had very similar, as to you. Like, I was literally going to go with the 49ers. But straight up, then I switched my pick, like, about a few hours ago before we started the podcast.
Stop it.
And I went with the Cowboys as well. I'm going to just tell people straight up. Cowboys. But I actually got a different score. I think that this is going to be a little different. I don't think it's going to be close. I think the Cowboys are going to take care of business in this game. I know that both teams got great defenses, top 5 defenses. And, you know, both teams are great at takeaways. I think Dak is going to be able to take care of the ball a little bit in this game because they're going to try to run the ball a little bit more against this 49ers defense. And they're going to try to bring Parsons in to try to, you know, tackle and sack my man Purdy and hopefully make some mistakes and tries to get like a fumble or two or an interception or two. I think the Cowboys defense is going to get a takeaway or two, maybe even three or four in this game. They had the most takeaways in the season, 33. And by far by anybody, by six. So, like, they were taking care of business this year. I think that Purdy's going to make mistakes in this game. I know that they got a lot of weapons. Obviously, Ayuk and you said McCaffrey, which I think he's gonna play decent. And, of course, Deebo Samuel's been back doing work again. And who can forget about Kittle? I expect the Cowboys, their offense, they've been just playing so good lately. And I don't expect them to slow down. Like, Dak has been playing very good, especially in the red zone. Whenever they get to the red zone, they don't just hand it off anymore. They used to just hand it off to Zeke, and sometimes he wouldn't even get to the end zone. Like, they would get stopped three times, and they would have to kick a field goal. And they're really letting Dak take care of the ball now and even letting him run a little bit more.
That fourth and goal play call was wild.
Nice, yeah.
I was like, that early in the game? Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, you wild. But mm-hmm. Got it.
He took it. He took it himself. And that was all him, honestly. Like, he called that himself. The play call was supposed to be a pass, and he just saw that the middle of the defense was open. So he was just like, let me just put my hand out, you know, and see if I can get it in there. And he did. But very smart play by him. And I think that he's gonna do that a little bit more. Like, now that they know that he's healthy and he can start, you know, getting inside, getting in the middle, and getting those QB sneaks, I think that they're going to utilize him in the red zone. But I got this game as a blowout. I think the 49ers are going to make some mistakes, and they're not going to be able to come back from those mistakes. I don't see Purdy as coming back from a game. Like, he plays good when they're up, but mm-hmm. we haven't seen them when they're down yet. And this is going to be a game when they're going to be down. So I expect the Cowboys to win big, 34-14. I'm sorry, 34-17. Give him 17 for the 49ers. Give him an extra field goal.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think the Cowboys are going to jump up early, and the 49ers aren't built to come back. And Cowboys defense are built to stop a comeback. And then, obviously, they have the twin-headed horse to run you down if they got the lead. Exactly. So I definitely do think they take an early lead with Dak at the helm, and then they slow down, and pretty much I don't think 49ers have the team. They just don't have the quarterback to lead a comeback. Yeah, and I would say both defenses are looking nasty right now. So I do love that it's a defensive game. So yeah. I know you might be right. Now that I think about it, both defenses are really playing good. So, yeah, you might be right. But either way, that's crazy. I did not think – I thought for sure, like, everyone has the Niners winning. I'll be honest.
Everyone's got
a close. I had the Niners winning. I had a 30-23. Yeah. And then I was just like, I'll be honest, man. Like, it was a TikTok. It was a TikTok that made me sweat. I don't even remember. But I'm watching it, and it was a highlight or something. And then I'm like, damn. Dak's about to go off. Yeah. I was like, damn. I think Dak's about to go off this weekend. And then I seen something else about Purdy. And I was like, something that's like about Purdy going, like, being perfect and being good. And I got a bad feeling. I'm like, something tells me this is not the week.
He was
for
perfect
that,
in the first quarter. He was like 8 for 9 with 2 touchdowns, 158 passer rating. In the first quarter, Purdy.
And then, so I seen a post about the boys. I seen a post about Purdy and how good he's been doing and how, you know, he hasn't lost it. And just something about seeing, like, I don't know, I promise you, I'm literally laying in bed, just, like, taking a break from writing a blog, and I just, like, seen it. And then I'm like, damn, I think I really want to pick the Cowboys. and I'm like, how can I justify it? And that's what it is. At the end of the day, I sat here and wrote a damn essay about how the 49ers are going to win. But it's football, man. It's football. Whatever I got is an opinion. At the end of the day, we can make up opinions on exactly how it can come out the other way. Because they both got good defenses. They both got good offenses. Like, you know what I'm saying? On paper, like, they got what they need. I mean,
we have not seen Purdy play from behind.
Pressure,
yet.
Exactly.
We've seen him like play from behind, like, one score down, but I want to see him play from two scores down, see if he can come back. You know, let's say they're down the first half, 14 zip. I want to see you try to come back and tie it back up, or, you know, get the lead, mm-hmm. you know, in the third quarter. But I just don't expect that from him. And I think that Cowboys defense has been, they've been waiting for a quarterback like this, just waiting for a quarterback they could, you know, get a few takeaways on. And like you said,
Parsons is going to have a field day.
Yeah, I expect him to ball out. I think forced fumble for sure. I definitely expect
him to get a forced fumble. He was on Brady's ass last weekend.
Definitely expect him to be on Purdy's.
You see too. Him truck Leonard Fournette?
I did.
Yo, bro, like I seen the play, and the play was like, oh man, they got a. It was a joke. Like he ran truck Leonard Fournette, and then like Brady threw the ball off, so he like literally like tapped Brady on the shoulder. And like literally someone like posted that and was like, oh, you got to call this passing. You got to call this roughing the passer.
I know, pass.
Yeah, making a joke. But in my head, I was like, wait. Who's the running back that just got ran over? Like he wasn't even there. That I replayed it. I was like, oh, Fournette. Damn, you used to be the big boy on campus. Like, what happened? You know, he ran through him like he wasn't even there, bro. Like that he was wasn't even there.
So Fournette probably did because Fournette be trucking people too. So
that's what I'm saying. Like I don't know, boy. He ran him over.
He did.
So yeah, I think the Cowboys defense is coming to play, man.
Yeah, I think so too. I'm not the biggest Dallas Cowboy fan. I'll be honest. Like I wouldn't be sad if they lost.
Nah, I think if they lost.
But you know what?
The Niners should win.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was just gonna say like Vegas has it -4.5 the Cowboys, and I'm calling it to be a 17-point win for the boys. So I mean, if y'all want to take my betting advice, go ahead. I got a 17-point win by the boys, but we'll see what happens. I just think that we're gonna see a third matchup from Philly and Dallas
in the
NFC Championship game.
I think that's why I want that.
Yeah, but
I want that.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be sad if Dallas loses even further into the playoffs because they're an accident waiting to happen.
Right, and at the end of the day, Philly versus Niners will be a hell of a game too.
True.
Number one either offense, way. Basically, either versus way. Number one defense. Come on.
Either way. I mean, exactly. It's crazy that the three NFC East teams made it. What's crazy to me is
around.
I even, and not just that, like I even saw like a meme earlier that said that if Washington would have won their game in week 18 and Seattle would have lost, then Washington would have made it in the playoffs. And let's say Washington would have won their first round against San Fran because they would have been this like lowest seed. We would have had a matchup Dallas, Washington, Giants, and Philly in the divisional round.
No, that would have been crazy.
Insane. I mean, having three teams from one division is crazy enough.
But, and we thought that was about to be Chargers, Broncos, Raiders.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact, yeah.
Stupid I mean, ass.
Yeah.
Honestly, now they got rid of Carr. Lord knows Brady's about to go to fucking Oakland or Las Vegas. Definitely Brady, about to get Brady. But Broncos ain't getting better anytime soon.
Yeah. I mean, I even thought that, like, the NFC West was going to be even better. Like, all three teams, like the Rams and 49ers and Arizona. I thought those were the three teams that were going to make the playoffs, honestly. But Cardinals just shit the bed in the beginning of the season. They didn't stop.
That's a fact. Rams did too.
They did too. I'm not gonna lie. I didn't want to bring that up, but
I know. I know you left it empty. I was like, wait a minute, don't leave the other team out.
Damn it. Yeah, we did. We were trash this year. We'll be back. We'll be back. Don't worry. The Rams will be back next year in the playoffs. That's an early prediction from who you got, or maybe just a crazy Rams sports fan prediction. But we'll see. So I guess we both got the same NFC. An AFC game.
I honestly really thought you was about to have the Niners.
Like I said, man, I was going back and forth. We're not really even back and forth. Like I had it, the Niners, all like since I saw the Niners win, and just today I was just thinking about it. I'm like, no, I think Dak and that defense are going to take care of business.
Honestly, after seeing that game, I was like, oh, these boys are ready.
Right. Yeah. They look playoff ready.
Playoff ready. So yeah, so we got Chiefs versus Bills AFC, Mahomes versus Allen 3.0, and then we got Eagles versus Cowboys NFC East
3.0
rematch. Yeah, pretty much 3.0. That's crazy. I would love to see it.
That'd be crazy, look. But let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. Those are predictions, though. We'll see if those are right. And I want you guys to write down your predictions for these games down below. You know, we had Dallas Cowboys versus the 49ers. We had the New York Giants versus the Philadelphia Eagles. We had the Cincinnati Bengals versus the Buffalo Bills. And, of course, the Jacksonville Jaguars versus Kansas City Chiefs. So write down your predictions below. Make sure you guys give them to us and see what matchups you would like to see for the AFC and NFC championship game. And if you guys are watching, again, please make sure you like the video and click that subscribe button. We love every single one of you guys. So keep following along with us. We got a lot of cool things in the works for you guys. Check us out on Patreon too. If you guys want to ask us some questions on there or just give general support, or we got the merch on there as well. So you guys could check that out. And you guys could check us out on our personal pages. I'm at The Iconic Dude on Instagram. Mello.
Mello the Notorious.
That's right. So make sure you guys follow along with us. We got some really, really cool stuff for you guys in the future. And like I said, Mello, we got some surprises for him, right?
Oh, yeah. So, yes. Why don't you just tell him?
I mean, we can. You want to?
Do you want to wait? Nah, we'll wait.
You know what? We're gonna wait till the next episode, guys. Next episode, we got a real big surprise for y'all. That's how we're gonna hook them.
Yeah, we'll let you know what we got on New X.
Exactly, but just know that it's gonna be something very exciting and something that you know you guys could enjoy from us. So, thank you guys again for watching this episode of Who You Got, and we'll see you on the next one. Who You Got with Mello and Rado. Peace.
That's good. I was about to say Rado.
You should have. Let's try that again. I'm going to do the Mello, you do the Rado. Ready?
Let's do it.
We'll see you guys next time. Who You Got with Mello and
Rado.
Peace, y'all.
Peace.